they said, actually, William and Tony are very good friends, but many people might not realize that. So I went to Tony Patelis, and I asked him the same question. And he told me exactly the same thing and almost exactly the same words. And then later went to William and asked the same question and got exactly the same answer. It's not to say that communities might not have differences. Each community should be able to stand on its own and have its own individual identity and capabilities and services. But at the same time, we should all feel like we're part of the same region. We're in it together. And I think the BBA is an organization as good an example of as any other in the region to serve as a catalyst, the organization that forms that team.
But at the same time, you also have Birmingham that made a play for the Birmingham Barons to leave Hoover to come downtown. And you have discussion of a convention center in Hoover. So, you know, they may say that, but it seems like there's still that regional cooperation still is a little rough.
Yeah, there are always going to be instances like that. But in the big scheme of things, I think there's enough to go around for everyone. And there will always be issues like that, whether it be mayors or county commission chairs or other elected bodies are going to have their own interest in, and that's what they should do. They're elected by the people of their individual constituencies.
Well, Jefferson County, of course, has been plagued by corruption and still searching for a resolution to its $3.2 billion sewer debt. Right now, county commissioners are looking for a way to deal with the loss of the county's occupational tax. How does Jefferson County's financial problems affect your work at the BBA?
Well, we are in close discussions with County Commission Chairman David Carrington and other commissioners about how to deal with that. It's important, and it is a unique and obviously very, very difficult situation. I'll tell you that as I've worked with a lot of local elected officials, we have fantastic ones in Huntsville and Madison County. I would put Chairman Carrington right up there with them. I feel very good about that going in. If you don't have strong leadership to address issues like this, you're probably not going to be able to get anywhere.
What's your view of Jefferson County declaring bankruptcy?
I don't want it to happen.
Why not?
It doesn't reflect well on the community as a whole. I want us first to do everything we can to work through this problem and find other ways to resolve it before we would reach that measure.
Now, Huntsville has seen major growth in recent decades. The BBA touted that when they announced your hire. However, you know, the Huntsville economy has significant presence of military and government contractors. How will you approach economic growth in Birmingham, you know, an area that doesn't have that same reliability of defense work?
Well, it's a totally different business model. It's a significantly different economic base. Of course, there are similarities. All communities are similar in certain respects. I think we have the opportunity to continue growth in medical research, in other types of manufacturing, which is particularly meaningful to some of the outlying communities in the seven-county area. We're a major warehouse distribution center, and I think we can continue to build upon that. Office operations of various types, such as financial services, customer service. More than anything else, I want to take advantage of the presence of UAB and utilize that in a way that will really make a difference in Birmingham's future. I don't know that we've fully utilized UAB for all that it is in attracting and growing business.
For you, how will you measure if you've been successful in this new position?
Jobs, more than anything else. Growth of jobs, employment opportunities for all citizens, the diversity of those job opportunities, the income levels associated with those jobs, the numbers of people who are unemployed but want to be employed, how our growth rates compare with other places. All of those things put together are really collectively the best way to measure the success of an economic development organization, which is what the BBA is.